There's a very good example here. Miss Margaret Noble, she was, when Vivekananda for the first time he entered the British soil, because when he was in America, some of his friends told him, American friends told him, why don't you go to Britain, why do you want to go to London? So okay, he says, through Paris he enters British soil. There many people are reluctant to listen to him, okay, and many people have a lot of misgivings, because this man is talking about Hinduism and this man is talking against Christian missionaries. So there was one lady there, Margaret Noble, Miss Margaret Noble. She was a principal of some school, and later on she became his disciple. That's another story. So she had a lot of doubts in her mind. So what Vivekananda used to sit down, and a small group in a circle would sit, and they would he would talk about Vedanta, about Upanishad, about Hindu scriptures, quoting some shlokas and explaining their deeper meaning. So this lady used to come and sit. So whenever she used to sit, she always used to have but, how, why. Buts, how, and whys. Why this, why that, why this? Because she had a very strong attachment to that land where she was born. And he is talking something beyond caste, creed, and nation. He is talking about soul. She is attached to that land. And this is that time when British is ruling over India. So he was talking in that way. So she always had these doubts. Later on, when this lady wrote a book, my master, as I saw him, she said that as if Vivekananda, when he was a young Narendranath, and he used to sit in front of his master, Ramakrishna, he also used to have but, why, how. Because he was a strong scientific man, and this Ramakrishna was unlettered, an educated person. And how he will accept his nonsense? So what she wrote, I was as if a young Naren sitting in front of Ramakrishna. But here now Narendranath is a Vivekananda, and in front of him is Miss Margaret Noble, who is sitting. And whatever he used to say, she used to object. It is not like this, it is not like that. Because he was talking in a very higher platform. His stage was very high. But she was attached to the land. Too much attachment, maybe patriotic she was. So gradually then she gave up. She said, I will not listen to this man. But whatever he told, that kept on ringing in her ears most of the time, because she felt there is some sort of truth in what he is saying. And later on, this lady became his disciple. And she came to India. She was renamed as Sister Nivedita. Their bond was inseparable throughout. So she became his disciple. So how that happened? He never forced her. Just as his master never forced him, he never forced her. But he says that my master tamed me with his love. He tamed me with his love. In the similar manner, his love was such for all the disciples, and she was one of the prominent of her British disciples who came in India later on. She gave up her world, her own land. Sister Nivedita has done the greatest work in India in the field of social service and a few other things.